It is good to be back here. Seems like the last couple weeks I've been absent, and I have had the great opportunity to listen online the sermons that Jeff Pritchard preached just a couple Sundays ago and Reverend Phil Smith preached over the last 2 weeks. And it's truly blessed to have individuals in our congregation, in our community, who can come and share God's work. So, Jeff, thank you for leading a couple weeks ago, and I've already expressed my appreciation to Phil Smith last Sunday. It is good to be back in the pulpit, and I think as a congregation, as we move forward in this process of interim, this process of transition that we face, that it is most fitting to focus on some of the questions as a congregation that we are going to be asked and challenged to answer over these next few weeks. Now, I will tell you up front, I'm not going to be easy on you. I'm going to challenge you with questions that maybe you think you have the immediate answer, the easy answer, but I challenge you to go deeper, because I think in this time, God is challenging us to go beyond just our ordinary, just our typical. So during the month of August, I'll be preaching a sermon series called Crossroads. Now, crossroads, the definition, when we come to it driving, is different from the crossroads that I think we as a congregation are facing. See, crossroads, in a different sense, is a point at which a crucial decision must be made that will have far-reaching consequences. Let me repeat that again, and I want you to reflect on those words. Crossroads is a point at which a crucial decision must be made that will have far-reaching consequences. FBC Elon stands at a crossroads in terms of ministry and purpose. Staff transitions, beginning of a new church year, the beginning of a new school year, a community that's in transition with college students moving in as we speak. We are in a time of transition. And to deny that is to be false to what we are called to be. We are a place in transition. And so what does that mean for us? Important decisions and questions will have to be asked over the coming weeks. And I hope that these sermons will give you the opportunity to start asking yourself, but because it begins with us as individuals and then carries over to the body of Christ in which we serve. Over the next few weeks, I will be asking some of these questions that we as a congregation must answer. And I want you to be open and honest with me and our church over these coming weeks, because to hide is to not be truthful. To be open and honest is to reflect what God is challenging you to do as a congregation. Today, the crossroads question that is being asked may from the outset seem to be the simplest. This question is one we as a church have to ask, but we also first have to ask individually. We are being challenged to answer it. Just at a glance, the question, whether to follow or fall away, is hopefully pretty simple. But to follow Christ means more than just showing up on Sunday morning for Sunday school, more than showing up for Elon roundtable meetings in a couple weeks, more so than just showing up for worship on Sunday mornings. To follow is so much deeper and more intimate. Jesus asked this question of his disciples at the Last Supper he experienced with them on earth before his arrest, crucifixion, and death. Now, he didn't come out and say, follow or fall away. But in the midst of that interaction around the table, he was asking each disciple that question. Are you willing to follow, or are you going to fall away? This morning, let us ask that simple question to ourselves. And let us look at the record that we have in the Gospel of Matthew. So turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. Our focus this morning is going to be on verses 20 through 30. Now, I will go ahead and tell you in advance, Matthew 26, 20 through 30 is often the most preached on scripture passage when it comes to Communion Sunday. The words that Jesus expresses around the table are very intimate, and we've used it many times here in our worship as well. But this morning, I want to remove ourselves from the table for a minute and the focus of what Jesus did around the table to the words that he spoke and the interaction that was taking place. Reading from Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 20. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Such an intimate setting around the table, a place that they had gathered so many times before with Jesus, waiting for the words that he was going to speak. But as we know, right now, sitting here, this was a crossroads moment for the disciples. You see, looking on it from our eyes, we know what the next day, the next hours, the next weeks are going to take place for Jesus and the disciples. But the disciples sitting there at the table that day did not know what was about to take place. Even Judas, even the one that we point the finger at as the betrayer, even Judas did not fully understand the decision that he had made and what Jesus would have to go through. Crossroads moment. And Jesus is laying it out for the disciples. Now you'll notice, when Jesus brings up those words to the disciples, he quickly says, "You know, someone here is going to betray me." Now, when we act this out in worship in a time of drama, oftentimes we do this, and we imagine Judas placing his hand in the bowl the same time Jesus placed his hand in the bowl, and then Jesus says these words, and then everybody points at him and says, "Judas, it was you." That's not what Scripture tells us here. Every disciple dipped their hand into the bowl that Jesus was passing. It was not just Judas. It was every one of them. And so when Jesus asked them, "One of you is going to betray me, one of you who dipped your hand into the bowl with me," he was talking to every disciple. He was asking them the question I ask you today: follow or fall away? Crossroads moment. Each disciple had to answer for themselves. As a group, they had to answer. The question is, what will we say? "Surely, Jesus, not I. Surely, Jesus, not I. I would not do that." The path that God was challenging the disciples at that moment, the path that Jesus was confronting the disciples with, was, "I am about to go through some pretty horrific things. And in the midst of it, you are going to have the opportunity to walk with me every step of the way, or to fall away and pretend you don't know me." Now we know from the biblical account that many of the disciples followed him, maybe not at the intimate level that we think we might have done, but we also know that some, one specifically, chose to fall away. Judas wasn't ready to follow Jesus. When Jesus challenged him with a question around the table, he wasn't ready to say, "Yes, God, I'm going to follow." That same question I just asked you a couple minutes ago, and I'm sure all of you said, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to follow." Judas chose to fall away. And we look down upon him, but let's face it, what was Jesus asking? You see, the disciples had been following Jesus for 3 straight years. Walking with him, serving him, doing everything that Jesus wanted them to do. He guided them along the way around the table, giving them instruction, telling them stories, experiencing parables, miracles, signs. He was doing all this for 3 straight years with the disciples. And the disciples were amazed, and they followed every step of the way. But Jesus knew things were about to be different. things were about to change. The disciples weren't going to have the comfort zone that they experienced for the 3 years previous. They weren't going to have their leader, their go-to guy to guide them along the way. Now I ask you, after knowing that, do you follow or do you fall away? It was a different perspective from what we see today. We look at it in a different light. The disciples were looking at it from a different direction. And it was not easy. It was not a simple decision. In a recent book, minister out of Louisville, Kentucky, Kevin Eidelman, wrote a book called Not a Fan. I've had the opportunity over the last couple months to lead a small group of young adults in walking through this book. And some of the questions that Kevin Eidelman asked in that are the same questions that are being asked of us today that Jesus was asking around that table. You see, Kevin Eidelman compares what it means to follow Jesus or to be a fan of Jesus. Because there is a difference. To follow Jesus means one thing. To be a fan is something different. For example, a follower sticks with it during the tough times. A fan shies away when things get tough. A follower steps up when leadership is needed. A fan sways with the group. A follower makes a lifestyle change. A fan makes a seasonal change. A follower lives and breathes and reflects the leader that he follows. A fan puts the right team wear on to make themselves look the part, but they still reflect themselves. You see, Jesus wasn't asking for fans with the disciples. And Jesus is not asking for fans for us here at First Baptist Elon. He's asking for followers. That's a lifestyle change. That change is not just what you do on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights or Wednesday nights. That's what changes every breath that we take. That's what Jesus was asking to the disciples around that table. Judas wasn't ready to step up. You'll notice when Judas responds back, the disciples say, "Surely not I, Lord," but Judas responds back with this, "Surely not I, Rabbi." You see, the disciples, the 11 disciples, were responding to Jesus as the chosen one, the Messiah, when they said, "Lord." When Judas responds, he's just seeing Jesus as another teacher, a rabbi, in a sense. The intimacy level is not there. So the question I ask you today is, as you're gathering around the table for communion, Jesus is challenging you to be a follower, not a fan, and Jesus is challenging you to follow and not fade away, not fall away. As a congregation here at First Baptist Elon, we are in a time where we are being asked the same question. You have to answer the question for yourselves to start with. But fortunately, we have a body of believers here at First Baptist Elon that we can gather and have the discussion and help assist us make that decision, just as the disciples had as they sat around the table that day. The question begins with us individually, though. It doesn't start as a group. It starts with you sitting right here this day. The question has been asked. God is asking us, is it time to follow or are you going to fall away? Are you going to follow or are you going to fall away? After we answer that individually, we come to it as a church, a body of believers. Is our response here at First Baptist Elon during this time of transition, is our response to follow God, continue to follow where He's leading, or is it to fall away? Now, that's not black and white. There's a gray area there, because there's one thing that we can do in the midst of it. Instead of following away, we can sit in the middle and just kind of say, "Hey, I'll just wait till Reverend Laura Rice Prim comes on board see what she has going on, and then I'll decide what I'm going to do. Or we can sit here and say, well, I'll just wait for the deacons to bring in an interim minister on September 1st. And in the meantime, I'll just kind of sit and remain comfortable and cozy. Or we can even go beyond that and say, well, I'm just going to wait till the person who is going to lead us, the minister, is going to come in months or whatever, however long it's going to be, and say, I'm just going to wait till that person comes in, and in the meantime, I'll just sit and remain cozy. That's not what Jesus is saying here. That's not what, as a congregation, we're challenged to be. And I'm calling us out, guys. I'm saying here that we have to step up. It's not a time to fall away or just sit and be comfortable. We as a congregation have to move forward. God has a plan for tomorrow, and we're called to follow it. We're not called to wait. We have college students starting August 1st that are moving into our community, and we are called to minister to them, not to sit back and wait. We have an elementary school that's less than 1 mile down the road from here that kids will be going on August 26th to begin a new school year that we're called to minister to, not just to sit back and wait. You see, when we think fall away, we think Judas. But there's a middle area that we have to be very careful about. So I'm asking you today, individually, God is challenging you. Is it time to follow, or is it time to fall away? As a church, the question has been asked, is it time to follow, or is it time to fall away? That's the question that I asked this morning for you to reflect upon as you encounter the table. Now, when we come to this time where we break the bread and share the cup, it is very common for us to call it by different terms. The Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, communion. And each of those designations had a specific meaning behind it. Now, when we say we're celebrating the Lord's Supper, we're remembering the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. It's a memorial. But when we call it communion, we gather as a body of believers, combined, brought together, to reflect upon and to look forward to what God is challenging us to do. So this morning, as we come to the table, we come for communion with the Spirit and with each other.